Now, if the dog has a collapsing trachea and it's affecting the intrathoracic portion, then inspiration is fine because the floppy dorsal membrane gets pulled open. But when he tries to breathe out, it all snaps shut and you get the classic goose honk cough. If the extrathoracic trachea is affected, then the dog will have signs of an upper airway obstruction on inspiration. If both are affected, then the dog will have trouble on both inspiration and expiration and be in really serious trouble.